Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find all the things that we do here on the show, all my writing and my article. Just subscribe to my newsletter. Take the poll question, which we offer you every week. And when you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. Also, all the Brain Trust members, all the things that they've done with us, and all of and many, many of their articles are there that they've allowed us to post, and a lot of stuff, their videos, et cetera, at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And then, of course, the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, which is ageofthecustomer.com, and you can find out all about the difference between the age of the seller and the age of the customer, and find out a little bit more about which age are you in, and why you need to make a decision about moving to the new age, and how to do that. And so that's what the book's all about, and you can find out all about that at ageofthecustomer.com. All right, I'm talking about leadership. I'm talking about ways to show, ways to demonstrate to others and to yourself that you are a leader. And one of the things you have to do is make a commitment to excellence. And one of the ways you make a commitment to excellence is by paying attention to the details. You cannot be excellent if you're not just at least just a little bit anal. You cannot be excellent if you aren't just a little teeny tiny bit compulsive. I admit to being that way. I'm compulsive. I'm a little bit compulsive. And by that I mean I go back and check things. Even if I know I did it, I don't stand at a door and, you know, lock it and unlock it. I don't wash my hands over and over again. I don't do stuff like that. But I have a couple of compulsive traits, and many of them only I know about them. And sometimes some of them I probably don't even know about. But I think it's in a way, if you're going to be a great leader, if you're going to be a leader, if you're going to have somebody, if you're going to be someone other people will follow. I like the way Mary Cantando talks about this when she says, complete the details, focus on the details, because that's a better way of saying compulsive, in my opinion, because how about this, let's be compulsive about being excellent. I like that, don't you? Let's be compulsive about being excellent, compulsive about excellence, because if you'll do that, you'll make sure, and you know what excellence is? You know my definition of excellence? My definition of excellence is not perfection, as you've heard me say before. My definition of excellence is making sure that you everything that you could possibly do has been done. Everything that you could know is now known. And every step that could be taken has been taken in the time frame that you have before you have to make a decision, before you pull the trigger, before you drop the gavel, before you say, okay, I'm going to roll the dice right now. And here's what excellence does. Whatever you haven't done up to that point that you could not have done up to that point just doesn't get done. You roll the dice anyway. You go with it. Because that's excellent, in my opinion. If you are, in fact, if you are compulsive about the details, if you have done your homework, if you have not left stones unturned to the best of your ability, but you know that there are some things unknown that are yet to come that you can't, there's no way for you to know about yet, then you got to roll the dice. You got to make the play. You got to take the step. You got to take the risk. That's what leaders do. They seek excellence. They're compulsive about excellence. But when the time comes to pull the trigger, to roll the dice, to drop the gavel, to make the step, they do it. People like that. Followers like seeing a leader that seeks excellence and doesn't get all worked up about the fact that we don't know something and it stops them from taking a step, to taking action. They like leaders who do the best that they can, the best that can be done. That's what excellence means. The best that we can do, and take the step anyway, take the risk anyway. Because in the taking of the risk, you risk what you know for what you might learn. That's what happens when you're compulsive about excellence. That's what happens when you're committed to excellence and you apply that to your leadership role. People see that. People observe that. People are aware of what's going on, either people who are your neighbors, people who are just watching you, or people who are following you, your employees, maybe your customers, maybe your vendors. And when people see you behaving that way, when they see you committed to excellence, compulsive about excellence, and taking the step when you've done everything you can up to this point to get it right, and you take the risk anyway, that's excellence, that's leadership, and that's pure entrepreneurship. Some things to think about, folks. I'm going to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back after these messages. More to come. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.